The other day I shared about how I want to buy myself a jet.
I want to have a private jet. The reason why is not a flex. It's not like, oh, see how good I am. It used to be, but because I was not feeling worthy and I was like, oh, if only I have a private jet, then I'm worthy. And then realize that's fucking nonsense.
A big ass jet. I have this. I'm from Denmark. I live in America. I'm in New York City now. I'm about to move to the West Coast, to LA, Malibu. And I have this dream of having my own private jet, so that I can zip back and forth between Copenhagen and LA and Sicily and Italy and whatever, bring my family over, bring my team around, bring clients over, and just not have to deal with commercial airlines, which are just, they just suck. There's no amount of money on the planet that will get you a great experience on a commercial airline. It just won't. There's got airports, you got delays, you got, you know, rude staff, you got like people that staff that feel like they're there to you know, create trouble for you rather than to serve you. Because I like being in flow, whether it's with my people I'm working with, clients or team, or my family, my friends, my loved ones, or it's just like I'm focused, I'm actually working on something, I'm in flow working, thinking through something, creating, building something. And I always love creating a building. You can't do that well on a commercial airline. You just get interrupted all the time, like the rules, like seat back up and seat belt and like and now you need to like get ready for food when we want it, not when you want it, blah, like oh, blah, 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 right? So I want a jet, and so I wrote to people about that because that's my inspiration. And some people were like, oh my god, I can't, like climate change and blah blah blah, and like other people were like, yeah, you have a jet, like why did you like not Rima fund me this, like I don't have a jet, you idiot. Like read, learn to fucking read. I want to get a jet. But here's the thing that I want to talk about. I want to talk about the jet energy, because what I found is that claiming that for me, like I've been wanting a jet for a long time. But there's been that part of me that said, oh, who are you to, and you're not worthy, and that's selfish, and blah, 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 blah. The fact is I want a fucking jet, because I love traveling, I love going places, I love meeting people and having experiences, but I fucking hate commercial airline traffic. It's so opposed to everything that I'm about. I'm about fucking service. Like the way that we, if you check the Trustpilot reviews for Simplero, and you'll see how people rave about the service, the customer service, because we really fucking care. And I build a team that really cares. I build a team that builds a team that really fucking cares about customer service, and people are raving about that. And you don't get there almost anywhere, and you definitely don't get that flying commercial. It doesn't feel like they're on your side. And It just matters to me. It freaking matters. And most other areas of life, I can just get it how I want it. But when I want to go places far away, like I'm not going to drive over the Atlantic. I'm not going to sail over the Atlantic in my own sailboat. Like there's just, you got to fly. You can't escape it. And so I want to have my own experience there. It's like, it's just how I'm wired. I want good service and I want good environment. I want to be taken care of and served at that level. It's just who I am. It's how I'm wired. I love giving great service. I love receiving great service. So for me, it's deeply emotional. And once I got over all the, like, who am I to, and blah, 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 all that stuff, I just owned it. And what I noticed was that it started to create a shift inside of me where I'm like, fuck yeah, of course I can have a jet. Of course I deserve it to have a jet. Like, other people have jets. Like, I know people who have jets. Like, it's not that crazy. It's not that out of, like, the ordinary. Of course it takes money. I want a big-ass jet. I want, like, a G700, Gulfstream G700, or maybe a Bombardier Global 8000 or something like that. They're, like, I think they're, like, a $70, $80 million machine. And then they cost quite a bit to operate as well, to fly. But that's what I want. I could do with somewhat smaller, but basically I want to go in one hop from L.A. to Sicily. Right, without having to stop. If I had to stop and like in Canada and the East Coast and Halifax or something like that, I'll deal with that. That's okay. We can manage. Like at least to begin with. But I want a plane that can take me all the way without too many stops. What I noticed was that really embodying and really claiming that desire opened up something in me where I'm like, yeah, that's me. Like who would that person be? Basically, so I call it jet energy. It's like, what is your jet? What is your jet dream? What is it that would be, just feel so yes, hell yes for you? Where you're like, this is now I'm playing at my level. Because I guarantee you, you're not, right? You're playing small. You're playing smaller than your level. Like even someone like Elon Musk, who has a shit ton of money, he's playing below his level in other areas of his life, his health, his relationships, his inner, his mind bugs. Like he's like tormented by his own freaking mind. He's playing below level. He's playing small in so many areas. I guarantee you, you're playing small as well. So what is your jet dream? Like in your heart, what is the thing that symbolizes that, visualizes that, makes clear, like, what is the thing that you really, really, really strongly desire? Not because it'll make you feel, oh, if I get that, I'll finally have achieved and I'll feel worthy and good enough. No, fuck that shit. You already are. But more, it'll be an expression of your joy of living, of like, you want to create something. It'd be just be like, yes, this is fucking it. Like, this is so beautiful. I get to enjoy this with my friends. I get, it nourishes me. Not covering over lies and insecurity and inadequacy and scarcity, but like an expression of love, of already wholeness, already being yours. What is that dream? And then step into the energy of that, like not wanting it, not I'm going to create it at some point in the future, not I wish I had it, not I hope, but just step into the energy of already being there. Of course, like the jet's already here. It's already fucking mine. It's just like reality takes a minute to catch up, but I am already that person. And I operate from that energy. Do you see how that works? You step into the energy of it's already real, because time is not a reality that we live in. Time is a mode of thinking. It's a way that we think. It's like when you watch a Netflix movie, the whole movie is already on a hard drive somewhere. The entire one, the beginning and the end, like in the middle, all of it is already exists. And you could like, just like, download the file and then just scrub through it really fast, and or just like look at all the frames all at once, but you wouldn't get the experience. In order to get the experience, we need to draw it out and play it in real time. But it all exists already. Life is like that. That's not just Netflix. That's life. Everything is in the eternal now. Everything is now. It's just that in order to experience it, we got to draw it out. So you want to step into the energy of that already being a reality. And that energy is what you use to pull yourself there. It's like a pole, a magnet that draws you there, to that draws that reality into existence in this time and space dimension. Do you see how this works? Like, get into the energy of it already being there, not the wanting, not the hoping, not the desiring. It's like then you can just get more hoping and wanting. That's not what we want, right? We want the having, the experiencing. And I can really, like, I really feel the shift from embodying that. Like, yeah, duh. And then things come up in my life that's like, oh, this is not in congruence with that. Like, this is out of alignment now. Like that person that I am in the jet energy is not going to put up with this shit. It's not going to act like this. It's not going to do like this. Like, what is that person? How does that person operate? It changes everything. So figure out for you, what is your jet energy? And then step into that, operate from that energy. And if you'd like my help, just hit me up. Just send an email, recode or jet energy. Actually, send an email, jet energy, to calvin@sinclair.com, or DM me jet energy, and I'll be happy to help you craft your jet energy and live from that jet energy. But this, my friends, it's the freaking essence of it. It's the heart of how you need to operate, because when you shift this, everything else follows from that, right? Versus being stuck in a prison of like, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, but if I work really hard, I can get the jet. Like, sure, chances are it won't work because you're in prison of your own mind, and chances are even if it does work and you get the jet, it won't feel satisfying to you because you're not that person. You're trying to use a jet to make up for your feelings of inadequacy. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna work. So do it the right way. That's what we do in my coaching program. It's called Recode. Hit me up. Be happy to see if you're a fit and if I can help you. And then we'll work from there.